This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted the remarkable transformation in India's defence sector over the last 11 years. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the focus has been on both modernisation and achieving self-reliance in defence production. He noted that it is heartening to witness how the people of India have united with a shared resolve to strengthen the nation. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh shared that the Prime Minister's leadership has resulted in stronger borders, modern armed forces, indigenous weapons, record defence exports, and global trust, leading the sector towards self-reliance. On the occasion of the completion of 11 years of the Narendra Modi government in office, the Jan Man survey launched on the Narendra Modi app has quickly gained significant traction, with over 5 lakh responses from citizens across the country in a single day. Yesterday, Prime Minister Modi had urged everyone to take part in a survey on the Namo app on India's growth journey over the last 11 years. The Jan Man survey offers a platform for people to directly share their feedback and opinions with the government. By collecting responses from all corners of the country, the survey ensures that the voices of the people are heard and considered in shaping future policies. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar stressed that China cannot afford ambiguity or double standards in combating terror in the context of its close relation with Pakistan. He added that terrorism is a problem that concerns all. In an interview with a French newspaper during his France visit, Dr. Jaishankar said that India's conflict is against terrorism and not with any specific country. Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that India maintains zero tolerance against terrorism, while Pakistan continues to harbour and support terrorists. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, who is currently visiting Switzerland, held deliberations on the India-EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal shared that he discussed opportunities, partnerships, and emerging avenues for trade and investment between India and Switzerland stemming from the agreement. Talking to media, the minister said that today the world recognizes India as not only the fastest-growing large economy in the world, but also the best place to do business.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi in the last 11 years has taken the country from a fragile 5 economy to a top 5 country. While you are all aware of all the macroeconomic parameters that have been strengthened in the last 11 years, while you are all aware of the outstanding progress India has made, the Indian economy has made, the work that's happened to reduce extreme poverty, you saw the last numbers come out 2 days back, poverty has come down to a single digit, barely 5% under Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership in the last 11 years.
A person and his two children died today after a fire broke out in a flat on the 7th floor of Sabad apartment located in Dwarka Sector 13 of the national capital. According to Delhi Fire Services, 8 fire tenders rushed to the spot to douse the flame. Due to the fire, 3 people jumped from the 7th floor of the building to save themselves but were declared dead when they were taken to the hospital. The launch of Axiom 4 mission that would carry India's astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space has been postponed by a day due to bad weather. In a social media post, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said that the targeted time of the launch is 5:30 p.m. IST tomorrow. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended on a flat note in a range-bound trade today. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, dipped 53 points to close at 82,392. National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added just a point to settle at 25,104. And at least 10 people were killed and many others injured in a shooting at a secondary school in the Austrian city of Graz today. Local media reported that both students and teachers, including the suspected perpetrator, were among the casualties. In football, the Indian senior men's team will face Hong Kong in a Group C match of the AFC Asian Cup qualifiers this evening in Kowloon, Hong Kong. The match is scheduled to kick off at 5:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.